From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Palestinian protesters clashing with Israeli troops in the West Bank for the third day on Saturday, following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protests across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is now capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of the last town it held near the border with Syria, before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says he will not attend the opening Saturday of a civil rights museum in Mississippi because U.S. President Donald Trump will be there. Lewis, who is 77 years old, worked with Martin Luther King Jr. and led the Civil Rights March on Selma and also spoke at the March on Washington in 1963. For the last 21 years, he has represented the state of Georgia in the House of Representatives. He was scheduled to be one of the main speakers at the event Saturday, but he has had a contentious relationship with the president. The spokesperson for the president has said that they regret that he will not be in attendance, that Lewis will not be in attendance. This is VOA News. The UN political affairs chief expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula during a visit to North Korea this week, as state media says. That's amid a rising war of words over the North's missile and nuclear programs. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reports.
It was the first UN visit to North Korea in years. Political affairs chief Jeffrey Feltman returning from his four-day trip to Pyongyang on Saturday, where state media says he expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. It also said the UN envoy acknowledged the negative impact of sanctions on humanitarian aid to the country. Feltman's the highest-level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012.
At least six armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in the southwestern Cameroon English-speaking town of Mafi during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work jointly to reduce terrorism on their frontiers. Cameroon has been complaining that armed separatists were using Nigerian territory as a training ground.
At least six armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in the southwestern Cameroon English-speaking town of Mamfe during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work gently to reduce terrorism on their frontiers.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his outrage about the attack against the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and five Congolese soldiers died. More than 50 were injured.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop contributing countries in the service of global peace.
Council members met in a closed session Friday afternoon to discuss the attack after holding a moment of silence in tribute to the victims. The peacekeepers were part of a special intervention force based in eastern Congo. The attack occurred late Thursday in troubled northern Kivu province. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. More than 5,700 firefighters accompanied by helicopters are spraying and fighting it. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.